Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage or Martinis. I'm Adam, here's Danielle.
Hi. Again, well, this week we have an episode that you are not in because these few weeks are really crazy at work. Mm-hmm. And I know we keep telling everybody that, but between reopening and also graduations and Father's Day, and happy Father's Day, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
And to all you dads out there.
The next few weeks
are going to be crazy.
The gist of it is finding time for us to record. It's just very tough right now, but right. In the next week, it's going to get back to normal.
Yep.
And we're doing this shit again.
We are doing it hardcore.
Yes.
That's so right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that. I cannot wait for that.
Me too. But I was so excited to talk to Bethany Myers, who I have been following on Instagram and their journey for a long time now, and I asked them, she goes by they, them pronouns, to come on the podcast, and I was absolutely so happy when they said they would. And Bethany is the founder and CEO of the Become Project, which we talk about in the episode. She's also a body neutral advocate, which was something that I had never heard about before until I started following them. And she is queer, poly, married, non-binary, they, them pronouns. And on their Instagram account, it says, if that scares you, I'll make it not, which is what I love so much about Bethany. To me, they embody confidence and determination and acceptance of ourselves and each other. And I loved talking to Bethany so much, and I really think you're going to enjoy this episode. Definitely check out the Become Project. It's really cool. I've checked it out and I love it. And I hope you will too. So enjoy the episode.
So yeah, I wanted to ask you how you are with all of this. How are you doing?
You know, it's definitely a day by day. I think that it's so interesting to be living in a time when it's global anxiety and global uncertainty, and it sort of feels like there's just an overall shift in the air. And yeah, it's step by step, it's day by day.
Yeah, I feel like that too. And I feel like there are so many voices that I'm trying to listen to right now to calm me. And I've been following you on Instagram for a really long time. And I feel like you just have this calming way about you and this confidence, and you exude. And I'm sure right now you're not always feeling calm. I'm sure you're feeling anxious, but I'm grateful for the stability that you're providing on your platform. I want to talk a little bit about right now with, I know you do a lot with body neutrality. Right now, I think especially so many of us are feeling guilt. We're home and there's this comfort in food. There's this comfort in being just lazy and doing what we have to do right now to survive. And I know I see it all over the social media, all over the internet. I hear it with friends and everything that people are, oh, I'm eating too much. And right now, sort of, we need to be forgiving of ourselves, and we always need to be forgiving of ourselves. But maybe you could talk a little bit about that and what we're all feeling right now and how we can deal with that, because I think it's adding to people's stress.
Right. I mean, this is just such a fascinating time. So I have lots and lots of ideas on this. But, you know, I personally believe that our bodies are designed to fluctuate. And I think the idea that we are supposed to be one certain weight all the time is one of the most unrealistic expectations that diet culture and that societal standards have placed on us. Because bodies are designed to change with what's going on around them. I have a friend, and we had this conversation recently about gaining weight during this time. And she was like, have you ever thought about the fact that maybe your body needs a little extra cushion right now because everything is so scary and almost feels traumatic? And like, could we think about that extra weight as like something that's simply there to soften the blow, you know, and that your body knows that these things are going on. And so maybe it's holding on. And I just so firmly believe that like there are times when we have to rest and there are times when it's right for us to push. And if we don't honor those times, right, we lose all sense of what we need. And so with the Become Project and with a lot of my messaging, it's all about checking in with how you feel. So, you know, for example, like week one of this quarantine for me, I was like Energizer Bunny, you know, I was like, I'm going to make game plans and I'm going to get this food and I'm going to do all this stuff for Become and I'm going to post and I'm going to, you know, we're gifting out, we're letting people donate 3 months. We're matching those 3 months. And then we're giving 3 months to people who are in need, you know, who've maybe lost their job or healthcare workers. So we're like putting together this entire campaign in a short amount of time, and we're an online business. So, you know, I'm so fortunate to have that. It's very weird to have a business that is like thriving to the point where we can't keep up with demand. You know, we're having this influx of people suddenly, while simultaneously over half of my friends have lost their job in the past week. Yeah. You know, it's just like, it's such a mixed emotion to have. And so week one, I was just like, okay, you know, my leadership, I can do it all, superhero vibes came out. And then this week, week two, has been like crash and burn. You know, I've been exhausted and feeling tired and like not wanting to move myself. And it's been a lot of like, I still have these conversations with myself of saying, okay, this is what you need right now. Like, you need to sleep more right now. You need to watch TV. You need to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you know, which is exactly what I have been craving.
Right.
And I think the more that we can just honor that and say, okay, that's where I am, then the more we're able to accept it, then the less stress that we have surrounding it, and the more that it creates a place where we can understand that this is not forever. And that this is simply right now, and it will shift and change, you know, the next week or the next month or whatever it is.
Yeah. And emotions, I feel like throughout the day, I go like my emotions just ping pong. 1 minute I'm like, it's all going to be fine. It's great. I'm so happy to have this time. And then the next minute I'm like, oh my God, when the fuck is this going to end? But I think probably everybody,
yes. Yeah. You know, last night, Nico, my spouse and I, we decided we need a project. We ended up it's a very long story. I'm not going to tell the whole thing, but we got a table that we were going to restore that had this marble top. We spent hours out in the yard, scrubbing it down, cleaning it. It was the best I felt. I'm using my hands. I'm pouring love into something that's going to go in the house. You know, it's just amazing. We get to the final step, putting the marble top on top of the table. And it ends up falling and crashing and breaking, shattering. I tell you, I lost it. I mean, I lost it. You know, it's like one of those things where you're having a really bad day and the thing that gets you is you spill the coffee and you can't, you know, go on. I mean, it was just like full on emotional breakdown. I was just like, this is the world right now.
I was going to say, it feels so symbolic because I feel like there's so many people right now, like who, as the startup businesses and everything, who are doing so great and they were like on the edge of success. And then all of a sudden this happened. And there are so many of us who are like, I was right there. I was so close. And then
I know.
Yeah. And I think it's important to have those moments of breakdown right now also. like,
right, right, yeah,
ourselves. I mean, my kids is so interesting to see because they're all three different ages. So it's so interesting to see how they are manifesting what's going on. Mm-hmm. And to kind of think to myself, okay, wait a minute, is this really what they're thinking right now? Or is this a manifestation of like what they have going on inside? And this is the only way they know how to show it.
Right, because right.
It's just so crazy, like that, how we're all dealing with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and this ties back to what we were just talking about, you know. This is a time that none of us have ever seen before. And yet we are expecting our eating habits, our workout habits, everything else to still be the same. Yeah. It's just, you know, like even children, right? Like children who like don't have all these things, like you're noticing difference in the way that your kids are behaving. And yet we have such a hard time forgiving ourselves for the differences in how we're behaving. Yeah.
Definitely. I know. And when you go online, I feel like there, you know, there's this feeling of solidarity, which is so awesome right now, and everybody coming together and everything, which is so great. And there's some of the best content ever I've seen being created. And, you know, like the funniest, I mean, people are really stepping up, which is awesome.
Right.
You talked a little bit about the Become Project, and I definitely want to talk about that. But I want to talk first about how you got there from, because I said before you had this confidence and everything, which I so admire and respect. Was this something, have you always had, like you're so I feel like self-confident about who you are, which I think is so beautiful. Is this something that you always had growing up? Was this an evolution? How did this come to be?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I don't always feel like I'm super self-confident. A place that I know that I do a great job is in times of crisis, I tend to be a very level head. This comes because I actually grew up, my mom owned a retirement home, like an assisted living facility in a very small town in Missouri. And we lived in the upstairs. It was like an apartment. So if you've seen My Girl and Benjamin Button, that's like fully my childhood, if you combined those two movies.
Where did you grow up?
But I grew up in a small town in Missouri, like south of St. Louis.
Okay.
And so anyway, because I basically grew up, you know, in a nursing home essentially, and I would have to call 911 often, or, you know, like things would happen or someone would fall. And so I think I learned from a very young age, kind of like that thing that maybe other people see and helps to give them peace. I think on Instagram, what has been really important to me is just to be incredibly honest and vulnerable at all times. And we've really seen a trend toward vulnerability in the last couple years, but even more, I mean, especially now, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that I have really grown with my Instagram community as far as starting the Become Project, and that was very, very grassroots. You know, that's a whole other story, but that entire business was built off of just kind of a little Instagram experiment. And so I've found that the more I actually share what's going on and the struggle, the more people are able to relate and be like, I am not alone here, you know? And to me, that's really important. It's a way to be able to bring people together and toward one another.
Mm-hmm. No, and it shows so much on your Instagram. Wait, and my dogs are about to bark. Hold on. Let me just tell Adam to come get them, because there's people walking outside. It's beautiful here. So there's like constantly, we're in the suburbs.
Right.
Constantly. Hold on,
I
just want to.
I have two little chihuahuas, so I get the dog barking. Oh, I understand God. That more than anything.
I mean, it's like, it's usually controllable, but right now I feel like because there's so many people out, because it's the only place you can be, it's like beyond.
Right, totally.
Okay, so how did you get the idea for the Become Project? Tell everybody a little bit about what it is and how it came
to be. Sure. So the Become Project is an online platform that's really based in body neutrality, meaning that it's not, we do not feed off of insecurities of your body in order to sell our program, which if you really look at most fitness and wellness, that is the message that everything is based off. Everything is, here is an underlying insecurity. You are not X enough. And here's all the ways that we're going to come and fix that. And I wanted Become to really be a space where people could get these routines. They could watch themselves get better at it. They could have an instructor that's reinforcing language that is not about burn those calories, you know?
Yeah.
I had this idea. I worked in fitness for a very long time, for over 10 years, in like boutique fitness, doing a very specific workout. And I was really sick during most of those years. I had an eating disorder. There was times when it was worse. There was times when it was better. There was time when it was just disordered eating. There was times when it was not eating at all. And I was like this face of every studio that I was with. And I had all these clients coming in, and I'm like this shining epitome of health. But like, I was the least healthy person, you know, there was nothing about me that was particularly healthy. I was not treating food in the way that I should. They always use this when they're talking about alcoholics. It's like when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know? And it just came to this place where I was like, I cannot continue down this road. And it was during that transition, this was about 4 years ago. It was during that transition where like my eyes just really opened up to things. And I started to work on my relationship with food. I started to work on my relationship with movement. Exercising was always a punishment, you know, and it was like, okay, here's all the things that I ate. So now I have to go to the gym and do like X amount in order to counter that. And I really started to shift my focus and be like, all right, why else do I want to do this workout? Like, is it to clear my head? Is it because I need to get off energy? Is it because I want to feel really strong today? You know, what are the reasons? And by shifting those motives, it really, really made a difference. And then what I started to realize and look at, I was like, no one is preaching this message, you know, this isn't here at all. And I think this is even kind of before the body neutrality and the body positivity wave was really hitting hard. And I just felt like there has to be a better way, you know? So I wanted an online program because I had clients all over, and it felt very important to me to be able to be more accessible to a variety of people. The studios I had worked in had been in major cities, expensive. You know, you only get to go work out there if you have a certain income and you live in a certain place. And that really became something that I felt like was an injustice to people. So I got this idea for the Become Project. And one of the things that we do is we basically, like, every week I put out a new 25-minute routine. It's kind of a Pilates meets yoga to music. So there's a bit of a rhythm dance vibe, but you're not dancing.
Yeah, I like it because I have no rhythm and I could do it. So it's perfect.
Yes. I always liked dance classes, but I hated going to like a hip hop dance class and being in the front. I'm like,
yeah, no, you know, right. Right. No, I can't. No way.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So one thing I had noticed in my years of teaching, I like ended up having routines that I loved and I saved, and I brought them back often. And I had super consistent clients, and I noticed that every time that they did the same routine, they were exponentially better at it. And that idea really stuck with me when I was moving toward the Become Project. So I wanted to do something where I basically give you a routine each week. You know, you don't go and dig through a library of content. You don't have to try to figure out what to do. You don't have to try to find a level. You just have this one routine put in front of you, which I also think is great for moms because I feel like who has time, you know? And then you do that routine all week long. It's designed to be done repetitively. And ideally what does happen is that you watch yourself get better as the week goes on. So most online programs or a lot of diet programs, it's like, okay, you're going to weigh yourself now. You're going to measure yourself. And then in 6 weeks, you're going to do that again, another 6 weeks. And this is like, you can see how much better you're getting throughout the week. And you can start to notice this progress. And it really becomes about like, wow, my lunge was better. Like my balance was better. I did this transition smoother. Or suddenly my hands can touch the floor. When did that happen? You know? So it sort of shifts, it shifts the focus. And I put it out there on Instagram. This is my following was maybe half the size at this point, if not more. And I was like, hey, would anybody be interested in this? And I had extreme, like tons and tons of messages coming in. I was flooded. And so I sort of put out a test video and I had outpouring of responses of people who loved it and who were seeing these benefits and these things that I wanted them to see. And so then I basically decided to record, to professionally film four routines and sold it like on Shopify, got people's emails, create, like I really bootstrapped the whole thing to make it work for as little money as possible. Short story long, we ended up selling those videos for 3 months and we made enough to get the initial investment to build out our website and to build out the app. And we were able to start investor free. We're still investor free right now, but that was really important to me because I think that this message is so different and so unique that our message could have easily got lost. And so we did it one penny at a time.
So what are you hoping that people like what, when they do it, what are you hoping that the big things that they'll take away from it are?
I hope that people will be able to take 25 minutes and have 25 minutes to themselves. And when they're done with those 25 minutes, to feel more grounded and more stable and more clear in their head. I mean, I think for me, that's like an important thing just within that time. And then, you know, I hope people and what I've seen from clients is they really start to shift their relationship with their bodies and they start to shift the way they speak about their bodies, the way they talk to other people about body. You know, once you start to get all these little ideas in your head, it's kind of hard to toss them away. And you start to realize all the times when we're so focused on our bodies and what that looks like.
I love it. yeah. I watched it. I haven't done it yet. I really want to because it is something that like right now, especially 25 minutes is kind of all we have sometimes. I mean, there's no separation from my kids right now. They're with us and, you know, there's really not. So 25 minutes is awesome. And I love that you're doing that. So people just go and you sign up and is it a community?
So we have, so you can go online, thebecomeproject.com. You can see a lot of our stuff there. There's a place where you can sign up. We also have an app. Our community built, there's not like a portal where you can talk to each other at this point, but if anybody wants to Venmo me $100,000, I'll make it for you right away. You know, we've had to be scrappy and very step by step,
right?
But we definitely do have a very much of a community vibe through our Instagram, through our Facebook, through sharing stories from people, through sharing videos of them doing it. I think one of the biggest ways that we create community is that everyone is essentially doing the same routine all week. So people are doing the same movements, which I just think is really fucking cool in general. Like, you know, there's people all over the world doing my movements. Like, it's amazing.
And right now, connection is so important.
So important.
Yeah.
I'm like dying for a hug, you know?
I know.
And this is like little virtual hugs.
Yeah.
And so I think that... Let's see, what was I just saying about that? Oh, so everyone is doing the same routine all week. And then I allow clients to ask me questions about the routine. This is my favorite part. And then every single Wednesday, I film a tutorial in my house and answer all of their questions. And it's like makeshift. It's not a fancy video, but we really get to dive into form and everyone gets to learn together. And to me, I think that's one of the coolest things because usually when you're doing online fitness, you feel like you cannot ask a question about why do my knees hurt in this one specific move? You know, like you can't get that detailed. And with the Become Project, you can get that detailed because I know exactly what routine you're talking about or what sequence. So that's one of my favorite aspects.
That's awesome. I'm totally starting it because I love the whole idea of it. And especially now, it just, I don't know, anything for connection with ourselves and with other, you know, everybody else. What other tips can you give us? Like, is there anything else you're doing right now or that you can recommend to us for those of us who are having trouble right now a little bit with like self-love and, you know, right now is just a really hard time. Is there anything that you can put out to everybody like some strategies or tips that you're maybe practicing because you're sort of like a goof at all of that.
You know, I wish that there was like this one formula that I could tell everyone that worked. Wouldn't that be cool? But I think something that's really helpful. So we've been talking about body neutrality, but there may be a lot of people listening who have no idea what that means. And body neutrality, so I'll explain it, but it has been one of the most calming things for me in my life. Essentially, you know, you hear body positivity often, which is kind of this idea that's like, I love my body. It's awesome. I love all my curves and all my scars and lumps and bumps or whatever. The reality is that you're probably not going to feel that way 100% of the time. You know, I always tell people, I'm like, can you name anything in this life that you feel 100% positive about all the time? Like people probably don't even like their kids 100% of the time, you know, like there's, you love them, but you certainly don't like them.
Right. 100%. Usually like one in three at a time is.
Yes.
Like one in three. Yeah.
So when it comes to our bodies, body neutrality is sort of this idea that's like, hey, your body is just the body. It's just the container that you, the person, yourself lives in. And there are some days when you're going to feel great about your body, and there are some days when you're going to feel terrible about your body, but you can still respect your body every single day because that's the house that you have, you know? And I love this idea that like, we don't have to be the cheerleader all the time. And sometimes we will be, but like not all the time, and that's okay. And so during this time right now, I know that we've talked about this, but really being gentle on yourself and like sort of honoring the feelings that are coming up and where you are. And then I would also say to find something that makes you feel at peace or that can make you feel better that you give to yourself. You know, if there's any way that you can carve out some piece of time, I have this stone that I do a face massage with myself on and like releasing jaw tension. That's like my number one go-to right now. I'm like, I cannot miss this every single day. And it's like my moment to get to feel a little more with myself.
And I loved your line dance that you put out the other day, your cowboy dance.
Yeah. Yeah, find something fun to do. So Nico and I was like, we're learning a line dance tonight.
I loved it. You guys were good. You did good. I was like,
that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Missouri, but my family definitely skews Southern. So the Southern side of me was coming out. But yeah, I mean, if you can find something that makes you smile, a game, an activity, you know, I think that we just have to put less pressure on ourselves to be doing all of our normal routine and then say, okay, what are some things that we can do to inject some life and happiness into this?
Yeah, I've been trying to. I read somewhere that every day we should do something for ourselves that we were never able to do before. So like the other day I took a really long hot bath. I can't remember the last time that I took a hot bath. You know, like
every good for you.
If you, you know, just to try to do something that is like makes this feel like, oh, well, I was able to do that now. I wasn't able to do that, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, and there's a lot of things I can't do now, but there are certain things that I can do. So
yeah,
I know. And it's all, there's so many things I think that we feel like we should be doing, like organizing closets and, you know, cleaning out the garage and whatever it is that there's all this stress on stuff that we should be doing. But same kind of thing, like we have to be forgiving with ourselves right now. Our mentality is not what it usually is. So mm-hmm. even though we have all this time, we might not have all this motivation, and that's okay.
Right. Yeah. I think that like productive quarantine conversation, you know, is tricky because it's like, again, I don't know that we're all really able to go gung-ho and be productive right now, you know? Yeah. My goal for this next week is to really work on more balance because, you know, I mentioned before, week one, I was like, go, go, go. Week right. two is fully burnout. And my goal this week is just to like try to inject both routine, which is good for me, but hard for me to tell myself to do, but just try to get a little bit more routine and a little more balance. You know, these are the hours that I'm going to go and work, and these are the hours I'm going to rest. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, though that sounds like a good goal, a good attainable goal. Okay, are you reading anything right now? Are you binging anything right now? What are you listening to anything right now? Like stuff to put out for people to try if they are looking for suggestions, because right
totally.
Now we have time.
Yes. Well, I love, love, love to read. But I've actually found that during this time, I have not been able to read. And I was like beating myself up because I'm like, mm-hmm. I have these two books and I'm like ready to read. And I've only felt like watching terrible TV. Mm-hmm. But I do love to read. My books, what book suggestions am I going to give? The most recent book I just read is not a normal pick for me at all. It's called Pillars of Fire, Pillars of the Earth.
Oh, is it
Pillars of the Earth? That's like a right.
I like the Oprah. Have you read it? Eckhart Tolle, is that his name or something like that? Eckhart Tolle.
I wonder if I have it in the other room because it was given to me, and I was like, it's like you know, it's like in the 1100s. Is yeah. when it's set, and it's this novel that like follows. No, I don't have it here. It's very character driven in all these character stories, but I got so lost in it. I was just like speeding through it. It was really incredible. It was great.
I think there's a whole podcast about it. I think Oprah
really?
Had a whole podcast about it. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like world
famous. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Okay, so and binge watching.
Wait, one more book. My favorite book of all time is The Red Tent.
Me too.
Which is a classic and it's amazing.
The Red Tent.
If you've never read it, now is the time to dive right into
that. That's the Amanda, right? What's her name? I'm so bad with
Anita.
Anita.
Isn't it Anita?
Something like that.
I was just going to say Anita Hill. That's definitely someone else.
I think it's right. I think it's Anita Diamante. But yes, I a total agreement with you. I am. I love the book too. What are the two that you're wanting to read but don't, like can't motivate?
The Girl with the Yearning. It's an African writer. I'm not going to be able to remember okay. either name of them. One has girl in the title, and one has sparrow. Not okay. super helpful. All that's right. where my brain is at this week.
I totally agree, though. Yes. Okay. And
and TV. So I'm so not like kept on TV. My spouse is much more than I am, but I have been watching Top Chef reruns, which are now on Hulu.
Okay.
Super exciting. I will say on the Top Chef note, I really like watching food shows because, you know, I used to have such a fear of food and so much restriction. And now I think one of the most beautiful things of food is the freedom of food and also like how food can bring people together and like how, you know, not that we can do this really right now, but breaking bread with friends or family and like what that means. And Top Chef is such a celebration of food uh-huh. that I actually think there's like this old deep down part of me that just like wants to watch it because I'm like, I can enjoy food now, you know,
that's which awesome. Is fun. What a great, like, what an awesome, like, success that you've had with all. That's incredible that you came from this totally, you know, really hard place to really, like, loving, even being able to watch food shows and just enjoy it. I think that's incredible.
Right.
Right now, especially,
during quarantine and we're starting to go out more and probably going to be eating out a lot more, and it's summer, which means barbecues and everything like that. I am the type of person who loves to indulge. I love barbecues. I love all the junk that I've been eating during quarantine, but that doesn't mean that we don't also want to do the right thing to keep our bodies healthy for the long run. But even if we try really hard to eat kale salads and drink green smoothies, we're still most likely not getting all of the essential nutrients that we need on a daily basis. That's why for me, taking Ritual makes so much sense, because no matter what my day is like, taking care of the kids and now they're home 24/7, I know that I've gotten in my vitamins and that whatever goes on during the day, I feel so much better knowing that I've gotten these essential nutrients that I need, even if I'm not eating exactly the way I should be. Ritual Essential is the multivitamin reimagined, from D3 to omega-3. Ritual's Essential for Women helps fill gaps in a woman's diet. Ritual is traceable and transparent. For obsessive label readers, all of Ritual's vegan-friendly, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free ingredients and their sources are out there for the whole world to see. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/MNM to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/MNM. I've been talking about Feels CBD for a while now because it really has made a difference in my life. And one of my favorite things about promoting products that I personally love is when I get messages from so many of our listeners and our Instagram followers that they love it too. And Feels is one of those products that I've had such an easy time talking about it to people because it's so easy for me to talk about my passion for it because as an anxiety sufferer, something like this has really changed my life. So Feels is grown with care and hand-harvested by Colorado and Oregon farmers using organic farming practices. Their goal is to produce the purest end product available. Before Feels even reaches your hands, they test every batch produced with a third-party lab to ensure purity and consistency. Every batch comes with a certificate of analysis verifying the Feels you've received is crafted with only the finest of ingredients. Another one of the great things about Feels is that it's a tincture. And they are the safest, most effective delivery systems for CBD. When taken sublingually under the tongue, CBD is more rapidly and effectively absorbed for maximum benefits. And the effects last longer than they do from smoking or vaping and without the negative byproducts. Get Feels delivered straight to your doorstep. Become a member to get 50% off your first order. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/MNM, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's Feels, FEALS.com/MNM to become a member and get 50% off automatically shipped to your door with free shipping. Feels.com/MNM.
We've been making our grandmother's recipe of chicken soup like as much as we can just to make the house smell like it because it's so comforting. You know, that I recommend that to people that if you can, it's like hard even to get ingredients now. But to make something, I mean, especially with our kids right now, but like to make something that has a smell that's really comforting to you. You know, and
I love that.
We've been constantly like, my husband's constantly like trying to run to the store and get the ingredients and everything so that we can keep the house kind of smelling like that because it keeps us a little bit less anxious.
That's such a beautiful take. That's incredible. Yeah. We started watching Love is Blind.
Oh my God. Watched it.
Okay. I have never, ever watched a show like that. It's so not my jam. I've never seen an episode of The Kardashians. I've never seen The Real House. It's just
I've never seen The Bachelor, nothing.
No, me either. Yes. Right. Okay. So we ended up putting it on one night because we were just both, you know, in this quarantine. It's like, please try not to kill each other. So we were doing that. Do you want to watch this? No. Do you want to watch this? No. You know, and we're like, well, what do you want to watch? So we were like, let's just put on Love is Blind. whatever, we're never going to watch this. And it really sucks you in, and it's so,
I know.
It's so wild.
I know. Did you finish
it? I will say, no, we're only on the fourth episode, third episode maybe. So last night after the table broke and I had my breakdown, I was like, we need to go watch Love is Blind right now.
It's perfect. And you know what? I saw a meme that was like, oh my God, they predicted the future. Like, we're all going to be dating in isolation pods now.
It's so true. Well, I've recently started dating someone. You know, my spouse and I are, sorry, I'm overtaking your questions right now, but
fully. What are you here for?
So we have an open relationship, and I will say that dating has been just incredible. We got married 2 years ago, and I didn't think that it was going to be this hard for me, you know, to like be able to find someone to date who gets it. It's just like, it was so much more, I didn't anticipate that part to be so difficult. Anyway, I met this very lovely girl, and we started dating like right before all this. So end of February, you know, like when it was just kind of starting in Europe, but it hadn't hit the US. Yes. Right. So we got in like 3 dates before stuff got wild. And then our next 3 dates were like hand sanitizing and not going anywhere and staying in. And then, you know, these past couple weeks, we've been in 2 different places completely. So we've just been FaceTiming and talking and, you know, and so then I started watching Love is Blind, and I looked at Nico. I was like, this is fully me and her right now. Like, this is what we're doing. And I'm just like talking through the wall.
I know. I know. I feel like that too, because, and now there are all these kids who left college and everything, and it's like they're across the country from, you know, their like partner or significant other and everything. And it's like, they can't, nothing. There's no interaction whatsoever. You know, it's a true test in personality, I guess now, like the physical is a true test of like, can we really, I mean, Adam and I, like, this is the most we've been together and I don't know how long, because, you know, gone most like for 12 hours a day usually, and
right,
so this is the first time, you know, in years that he's like, he comes home during the day, he's like, oh shit, like, so this is how our kids act. I'm like, yeah, welcome. So okay, so tell everybody where they can find the Become Project, and everybody has to follow you. I'm going to put your links and everything all over our social media, and maybe you could do an Instagram live with us one time, and people
would love to.
Okay, great. Yeah, so tell
absolutely. Okay, at Bethany C. Myers is my Instagram handle, and then at the Become Project is the Become Project Instagram handle, which I definitely want to say, if you're looking to get more of that body neutrality content, and I do all of the posts there. I run all of that social media, and I really put a lot of time and effort into making sure that it's things that people can help learn and grab. And then the becomeproject.com if you would like to try a class.
And right now, especially if you're feeling like at home, if you're feeling like, you know, you're even your regular workout teen, or you usually go to the gym and you can't go, or this is such a nice, beautiful way to like get in touch with our bodies and ourselves. And like you said, 25 minutes is totally doable. And it's really like a nice way to connect with yourself. And I feel like to connect with the rest of the world who, like you said, are doing the same movements every week. I think it's such a beautiful thing for always, but for this time also, I think it's really nice. So totally. Thank you.
Yeah.
For putting that out there. And I know you're, you know, giving it away to so many people who maybe can't get it right now or can't afford it right now. And I think, you know, stepping up is what we all need to be doing right now. And you're
absolutely
totally
right. Yes.
Appreciative. Well, so nice to talk to you.
So nice to talk to you too. Stay safe and sane and home.
You too. And if you can DM me after you finish watching Love is Blind, I would really appreciate that.
Okay, done. Yeah. Will do.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bethany.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.